This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 699, How Matt Broke Through for Sevens in Speaking and Writing.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet three-key student Matt, who worked really hard to raise his IELTS scores for immigration. Listen up and get motivated. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. I hope you are in a comfortable place because we have a story of success today with an amazing three-key student, Matt. Matt, can you tell everyone why you are here?
Hello, everyone. I'm Matt. I just got what I wanted in IELTS, so I want to share my story with you and hope it will help you somehow and you will get what you want soon.
Awesome. Yes, these stories always help other people. I think the inspiration of knowing that it's possible, right? Guys, listeners, you can get past IELTS and be finished. Matt, are you totally finished with IELTS now? You don't have to take it again.
No, I can totally forget about IELTS and move on to my life. It was a big release.
Oh, I can imagine. That must feel so amazing. Guys, that feeling is in your future. Okay, so let's backtrack a little bit. Let's talk about your IELTS journey, Matt. How many times did you take the test?
Well, I have taken out 4 times in 8 months of time, so it's kind of a tight schedule.
Oh gosh, 4 times in 8 months. Goodness. Did you take the test before 3 Keys IELTS or did you do the course first?
I prepared 2 exams on my own and turned out that it was good but not good enough. So I decided to turn to someone for help, someone who's professional and know about IELTS. So I found you and it turned out that it was a huge investment.
I love it. Okay, so let's talk about the scores like before 3 Keys IELTS. What sort of scores were you getting?
Well, in my first and second attempt, it was a 9 for listening and reading, 6 for writing, and 6.5 for speaking.
Oh, wow. Okay. And after 3 Keys IELTS, what'd you get?
In my third time, I got 8.5 for listening, 8 for reading, 7.5 for writing, and 6.5 for speaking. And in my most recent exam, I got 8.5 for listening, 8 for reading, 7 for writing and speaking.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's talk about the writing score. So you went from a 6 up to a 7.5 and then a 7 again. So how did you increase that score? I was just talking to another student today and he's like stuck at that 6.5 in writing, right? And I think so many students out there are just stuck at that 6 or 6.5. What do you think were the strategies or the secrets to push you above that 7?
Well, I'll say it was hard because I'm a terrible writer in my own language, so I need a very specific structure or template to work on. And the template offered in your course is exactly what I wanted. What I do is watch your video lessons and practice and just follow your strategies and template on the test day, and it turned out pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, it did turn out pretty good, Matt. Okay, that's awesome. So just having the templates allowed you to relax a little bit and trust that you were tackling the writing exam in a better way.
Indeed. It just split a task of writing the whole essay to like fill the blank, the templates, and yeah. You don't have to worry about the coherence of your essay because yeah. All the linking words in it have take care of it for you. So you have to like think of two supporting ideas and some examples or detail to just them. Inserted to the essay and hold on.
Yeah. That was adorable. Oh, I love it. Okay, so the template gives us a lot, right? But as you just said, like you have to fill in with your own ideas, the examples, the details, and be able to express this with impressive vocab, right? So Matt, where did you get your ideas from and how did you improve your vocabulary?
During my preparation, I have read multiple sources, the newspapers or some books, but given the test result, I found the most important is to relate what I got on the test day to what I have learned from the course or the examples you give your model essays. So that's a pretty safe way to get a high score. So I just did do that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you were able to look at my examples, the model essays, the answers in the course, and you were able to sort of like analyze the types of examples and ideas and be able to like fit those to whatever IELTS topic you get?
Kind of not every, but every time I feel it's fit for that topic, I'll do it. But if it's too hard, I would just write my own ideas. And thinking of the ideas for the supporting paragraphs not so hard for me because I think it does not require a thorough or comprehensive answer. It just need
right.
like one supporting idea, and that's enough.
Yeah.
Just expand the idea with details, examples, and that's good enough for a supporting paragraph, I believe.
So you were also a personal coach student. Do you feel like having that personal feedback gave you some clues? Do you feel like that helped?
Indeed. And I think you won't believe this. The letter you revised for me just to appear on my last exam. So,
get out!
So it was like my letter for your recommendation is about like making an apology and suggest what can be done in the future, and it just came out in my exam. So I just migrate that to my answer sheet.
That's incredible. That's amazing. Okay, so let's talk about the speaking. So you were able to get that 7. What helped you to break past that 6.5 and get the 7 that you needed? Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. I hope you are inspired by Matt's achievement. So amazing. If you want the same 3-key system that helped Matt finally get the scores he needed, become a 3-key student. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
Well, I have done pretty, I've done many things, including organizing my vocabulary notebook and prepare some idea bank for the part 2. But I think the most important thing and what have the most effect on the test is to do as many mock speaking exams as possible.
Okay.
Just the 1 week before the speaking exam, I practiced with my wife like 4 to 5 hours a day. totally on the speaking. So I feel it was a very good practice for every IELTS takers, because you will get used to the speaking situations in front of the examiner, and you will analyze your voice, your speaking. So it was a valuable practice.
Wait. So you practice the speaking exam 4 to 5 hours a day?
Indeed, yes.
Whoa! You were only doing IELTS questions? You weren't like talking about anything else?
No, just the IELTS questions.
Dang! That's a lot. Well, that worked.
Yes, actually, I have built my own database for the IELTS speaking and writing questions. So the speaking database has about 200 topics. So by the practice, we have covered most of them. So what I got on the test day, just the fall in the topics I have practiced. So I feel pretty calm and confident about what I was saying.
That's amazing. Okay, that's so awesome. Guys, I hope you are, I hope you're paying attention to how hard Matt worked to raise these scores. Like, this is incredible. And also, like, as another benefit of practicing doing mock tests that often, now, I wouldn't recommend 4 to 5 hours a day for everyone. Like, that's a lot. But you should definitely do speaking mock tests before the exam day, especially if you experience high anxiety when you're under pressure. Again, I was talking to a personal coach student this morning, and he was saying that, like he just gets really nervous during the exam. So guys, practice with a friend. Practice with someone you know. Have them be the examiner. Just get comfortable with that 11 to 14 minutes. Part one, part two, part three. Just go through the whole process, right? As many times as you can. You don't have to do as much as Matt did. Like, that is superhuman. And your wife is superhuman. I hope you thanked her a lot.
Indeed. I treat her a very big dinner.
Oh, good. That's good. Oh, I'm so glad. Okay, that's awesome. So let's talk about the preparation as far as the study plan goes. How do you feel like having that study plan helped you?
Well, I think the study plan is pretty specific. You don't have to worry about what you're going to do every day, just to follow the study plan. So it's kind of decrease my anxiety about the test. So it was pretty useful.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about the reading score. So this went down. Now, let me guess. Is that because you were like so focused on writing and speaking that you spent most of your time focusing on writing and speaking instead of practicing reading?
Yeah, part of it, yes. I've mainly focused on writing on the test day, and not only preparation, but on the test day, because I kind of are very confident about my reading, so I just took 30, 40 minutes to finish it and take a little break to go to the restroom and refresh my mind about the coming writing exam and prepare for it.
That's hilarious. Okay, so, but I mean, it went down like a point, which you already had a 9 and it went down to an 8. So that's not a big deal. Sounds like you sort of took it easy on the reading exam. So the fact that you got an 8 is pretty amazing. So guys, like, I mean, I could guess that when you told me your scores. Guys, if you are focusing too much on one or two sections, the other sections that are ignored, those scores will suffer. So when you're preparing, make sure that it's balanced, everyone, okay? Even if you feel like, I know how to listen. I don't have to practice the listening exam. Yes, you do, guys. You need to practice all of it. But Matt, like, you are already at 9s. So you can kind of skate by those ones.
Yes, I have pretty big cushion for wrong answers. So I just do my way.
That's awesome. All right, Matt. Do you have any last words of wisdom for future IELTS test takers?
Well, I think the most important thing to remember is to tailor the strategy or study plan to your own needs. Because it's kind of impossible for a particular strategy to fit everyone's needs. So you have to like analyze what's your strong point, what's your weak point, and practice all the strategies and adjust it to your needs.
For sure.
And I have figured out in my speaking part two that I will just look at the question body and pay no attention to the bullet points. And also, in the 1 minute of note taking, I will write down some notes, but I won't look at it during my speaking because I feel it would have a negative effect on my fluency. So,
interesting.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to apply the same strategy by yourself, just make sure practicing many times before you doing it on the test day.
Yes, for mm-hmm. sure. But those are really good points, Matt. Everybody is different, right? Some people need to look down at their notes. Some people need to try and speak more quickly. Some people need to try and slow down. So that's the benefit of, first of all, practicing a lot, but also getting feedback, right? Because mm-hmm. every student is different. So that's so true, though, because I do change the strategy slightly from student to student, right? According to what's going to work for them. But I always say, like, if you're going to try this, then you need to do this a lot before test day. Like, you can't just show up on the speaking exam and like, boom, try something new. So that's excellent advice. Figure out what works for you and then practice that exactly. Okay, Matt, last question here. What are you going to do now that you're done with IELTS?
Now I will mostly do things for my immigration application or the paperwork and book a medical exam and prepare for the immigration stuff. So,
oof. You have a lot on your plate. Lindsay and I just taught the term red tape recently. So you have a lot of bureaucratic paperwork or red tape ahead of you. But at least IELTS is done. So that challenge is finished. So congratulations, Matt. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
And guys, listeners, if you are ready to learn the same system of strategies as Matt did and raise those writing and speaking scores, go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the whole course or allearsenglish.com/coach. And that's for the course and sessions with me. All right, Matt, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Jessica.
All right. Have a good day, man. Bye.
Nice day, Jessica. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.